Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the country's leading name in leak detection, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes from a homeowner who's noticed damp patches on their ground floor and wants to know, can acoustic detection equipment actually find a leaking pipe that's buried under the floor and causing all of that damp?
Short answer, yes, absolutely. Acoustic leak detection equipment locates leaking pipes by picking up the sound that escaping water makes as it forces its way out of a pressurized supply pipe. That sound travels through the ground, through concrete, through screed, and acoustic equipment is sensitive enough to pick it up at the surface.
So you're essentially listening for the leak. What does it actually sound like?
It's not like you'd hear it with your ear pressed to the floor. Acoustic listening devices and ground microphones pick up vibrations in a frequency range well beyond normal hearing. A pressurized water supply leak creates a very specific signature, a hiss, a kind of rushing noise, and the equipment amplifies and filters that so the engineer can distinguish it from background interference like traffic or central heating.
Right, because I imagine there's a lot of noise underground that isn't a leak.
Exactly, and that's where experience matters as much as the kit. The engineer uses a correlator alongside the acoustic equipment. Correlation leak detection works by placing sensors at two points on the pipe and measuring the tiny time difference it takes for the leak sound to reach each sensor. That time difference tells you precisely where along the pipe the leak sits.
That's clever. Now the homeowner asking this question has damp patches. But damp can come from a lot of places, can't it? How does ADI know it's a pipe leak, rather than, say, condensation or water coming in from outside?
That's the right question to ask first, actually. ADI's engineers use thermal imaging cameras alongside acoustic equipment because thermal imaging traces the pattern of moisture in a wall or floor slab. A supply pipe leak produces a very different thermal pattern to condensation. It tends to be a concentrated wet zone that spreads from a fixed point, whereas condensation is usually more diffuse and follows cold surfaces.
So thermal imaging helps confirm what the acoustic equipment is already suggesting.
Precisely. The two methods complement each other. Acoustic detection pinpoints the location of the leak along the pipe run, and thermal imaging maps where the water has travelled to after it's escaped. Together, they give you a much clearer picture before anyone touches a floor or a wall. That means less unnecessary damage to the property.
I want to come back to the damp patches specifically. If someone's had damp on a ground floor for weeks, does that make the acoustic trace harder? Has the water spread too far?
The spread of damp doesn't really affect the acoustic trace because acoustic equipment is listening to the active leak, the pressurized water still forcing through the breach in the pipe. As long as the supply is still live, the leak is still generating that acoustic signal. The damp you see at the surface is a consequence, but the source is still sounding out beneath it.
What about older properties with suspended timber floors rather than solid concrete? Does acoustic equipment still work?
It does, though the approach shifts slightly. With a suspended timber floor, ADI's engineers can often access the void beneath and use acoustic listening devices much closer to the pipework itself. That actually improves the signal quality. Solid concrete or screed floors take a little more methodical work with ground microphones placed at intervals, but the principle, following the sound back to its source, holds either way.
That's really useful to know. So if someone's sitting there with damp patches they can't explain, what's the first thing they should do?
Check their water meter, turn off every tap and appliance in the house and watch the meter dial. If it's still turning, water's escaping somewhere on the supply. That's the quickest indicator that you've got a leak rather than a condensation or penetration problem. After that, get a specialist in with acoustic equipment rather than starting to lift floors on a guess.
Really solid advice, Dave. Thanks for laying that out so clearly. If you're dealing with unexplained damp and you suspect a hidden pipe leak, ADI Leak Detection are the specialists to call. One of the most trusted and experienced residential leak detection teams in the UK. We'll be back next time with more real answers to the questions homeowners actually ask.